Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob here, getting ready to talk to Spencer Bledsoe for his Mr. Survivor finalist interview. This is the second of the three interviews. I spoke with Tony earlier on Thursday. We've got Spencer coming up here. If you want to see the video of this interview or any of the interviews that we're going to do, you can check them out at robhasawebsite.com or on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Now, much like the guys running here for Mr. Survivor, I'm also in the midst of a campaign trying to get nominated for podcast awards for the year gone by. So Friday is the last day to nominate Rob Has a Podcast for podcast awards at podcastawards.com. We'd love any consideration that you could give us for the best entertainment podcast of the year and the People's Choice podcast of the year at podcastawards.com. It's the last day to do it. We really appreciate all of the help with our campaign. And now let's go ahead and get into the second of our Mr. Survivor finalist interviews. Here's my interview with Spencer. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our second of our Mr. Survivor 2015 finalist interviews. And today we are joined by a man who maybe could one day fulfill a lifelong dream and become your next Mr. Survivor. Here he is, the young lad himself, Spencer Bledsoe.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Spencer?
Very good. Life's good. I'm in a lull where school ended and my job hasn't started. So that allows me a lot of free time to be a full-time Mr. Survivor candidate.
Okay, good. That's very good. Now, are you staying out of trouble?
I'm trying to stay out of trouble. I'm trying to stay out of sticky situations.
Yes, very good. Very good. Anyway, very nice to talk to you. I really am looking forward to this interview. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say about why you should be the next Mr. Survivor.
Thank you. I'm very honored and humbled by the opportunity, Rock and Rob.
Yes.
I don't want to promote my opposition too much, though. Good. I'm ready to get into it.
Good. Well, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff here today. First off, Spencer, so Survivor 30 is around the corner. Are you pumped up for blue collar, white collar, no collar?
Yeah, I'm super pumped up. I mean, it's getting a little bit much, I think, with the different ways we're dividing people. It's like, you know, we've kind of exhausted the list where it's like men, women, age. Okay. And now we're getting into that sort of gray area where it's like, is this really how you're going to divide people? But I think they did a good job, you know, given the constraints. And I understand like they need a selling point. So I think this is a good one. I think it'll be good.
The last time you and I spoke, it was right before the finale of Survivor San Juan del Sur. We went through all the different scenarios and you were very bullish on Jacqueline winning Survivor San Juan del Sur. Do you, in hindsight, do you see the error in your ways?
Yeah, I think the thinking was there, but I just fell into, I think I tried to overcorrect for the Stephen Fishback problem of buying into the edit, because I saw the edit and I saw that Natalie is like the only reasonably edited person left. And it was, I flew in the face of it. I thought we were going to be another situation where we were left, you know, that's a weirdly edited season, but Jacqueline won. But I will say I loved the finale. I thought it was probably, you know, redeemed a lot of the season being a little lacking, at least in the beginning. And was a big fan of Natalie's play in the finale.
Yeah, Jacqueline, she was right there. She could have.
Yeah, she was. For a split second, I still thought I was right at Final Four. I was really holding out hope, but then, you know, 0% chance. What are you going to do?
Could have happened if she would have played her cards right. All right, let's talk about you in this competition here. In Mr. Survivor, going up against somebody who you don't seemingly have too much in common with in Jeremy, and then somebody who you know particularly well in Tony. What's your thoughts going up against these two?
I'm pumped to go up against these guys. It's like, I think this is the most entertaining debate we could have. I think it's the most entertaining campaigning we could have. Just having Tony involved is going to be fun. But I still feel good about my chances. I believe that I will be the best Mr. Survivor candidate amongst this group. And I want to prove it.
Now, one of the things that you've done, you've probably been the most active campaigner so far in this competition. You released a video this week.
Yes, I released a YouTube video just last night about some of the reasons I think I would be a good Mr. Survivor and about sort of my journey through being on Survivor and then realizing my true goal, which is this competition.
Yes. Why were you inspired to make a video? Nobody's ever made a video before.
Well, I mean, at first I wasn't going to make a video. I thought it was a little too much work. But, you know, then my campaign manager was like, Spencer, you should totally make a video for Mr. Survivor. And I was swayed. So I thought it would be funny. I mean, I've always just liked with Mr. Survivor that, you know, it's like I'm probably going to be pretty active in Rob Has a Podcast either way. I think I'll be the best and most active as Mr. Survivor. But, you know, I'm probably going to be able to have fun with the podcast. But I think the real point of this is just like the fun of it and the fun of campaigning. So to me, like, not campaigning would just be a waste of the funnest part of this whole competition.
Interesting. Interesting. I think that's a good attitude to have. Now, are you saying that if you were not to win Mr. Survivor, would you not be as active as a participant in Rob Has a Podcast and the greater part of Rob Has a Planet?
No, I wouldn't put it that way. I will still be active and I'm still always up for podcasting. But I just think the Mr. Survivor platform is, you know, a good way to facilitate that activity.
What sort of things do you have in mind as Mr. Survivor should you win?
Well, I want to be podcasting regularly and I want to be interacting with fans. I'm really excited about March and coming to the live know-it-alls. I hope that will be one of my first events. And I want to just podcast about a broad spectrum of things. I'm really happy to venture outside of Survivor. I will have you know, Rob, that even though you hate on the Gilmore Girls, the most liked comment on my last recap episode with you was by a male named Kevin, and it read, "I would hardcore watch a Gilmore Girls podcast with Spencer."
All right, well, tell me what the connection is between you and Gilmore Girls and what you want to see as one of your... Is this a campaign promise? Or is this something you want to do either way?
I would do this either way. Okay. But no, I sort of like would see it here or there when my sisters were watching it when I was younger, and never really like got into it then. But then I was bored one day and started watching it and realized it's really well written and really funny. And I don't feel like it's like so gendered of a show that a guy can enjoy it. I think it's a great show. And I would love to, I think the podcast would be like just a one-off thing. It wouldn't
one-off.
Be like, yeah, I don't want to like make this like a series of, you know, things. But I would love to have like a one-off podcast, get some people in who like the show and just like, you know, name that quote, play games with Gilmore Girls, talk about story arcs. It's such a broad spanning show. And I think it would be a lot of fun.
All right. So you want to get people together and talk about the Gilmore Girls in sort of a one-off special.
Yeah. We okay. could have a sleepover and talk about the Gilmore Girls.
The Gilmore Girls sleepover. when did the Gilmore Girls go off the air?
I'm not sure about that. I think, let's see. It was like, I know that...
Like almost like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, a while ago. I mean, like, there's a lot of, like, I'm watching it now, and, like, I'm still not all the way through it, but I'm hearing, like, George W. Bush references, so I know it's a long time ago.
Yeah. Is it true that I have almost been on TV more recently than the Gilmore Girls?
That you have almost been on TV more recently?
Yes.
Oh, let's see. All Stars was, what, 2004?
Yeah.
2000. Yeah.
It's close.
You're close. It's yeah, close. You're almost there. It's Rob's versus John's will really put the nail on the coffin, and then you'll have it.
Okay. So, all right. So you are going to get involved with people. You want to talk about the Gilmore Girls as Mr. Survivor.
I don't want to make this a Gilmore Girls thing. Look, I want to talk about everything. All right. I want to talk about every different show I watch or enjoy. Big Brother, what have you. Obviously Survivor.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to be very active in Rob Has the Universe.
Okay. Good. Very good. What about any other things that you want to do? You want to make any campaign promises or anything like that?
Well, you know, I have this hair and I have an Instagram. Oh, no, that's the Mr. Survivor who sucks.
God.
I don't want to promise anything I'm not going to keep, but I do promise to be extremely active. I promise to be entertaining, funny videos, what have you. There's more of that coming. And I promise to be a Mr. Survivor who doesn't suck.
Okay. Now, you are going to be traveling soon abroad. Are you worried that that will interfere with your Mr. Survivor duties potentially?
No. I think it will expand my Mr. Survivor duties, because when I'm in Europe, I'm going to be spreading the good word of Rob Has a Podcast.
Oh, your international tour.
Yes, this is going to be, your podcast is going to become more and more international in the months of February and March as I'm abroad.
Okay. Well, that is very exciting to hear. I'm very interested in taking the Rob Has a Podcast all around the globe.
It's definitely a small pond right now for Rob's pod. It's a big fish in a small pond.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So what about in the Miss Survivor side? Do you have a horse in that race?
Yeah. So I really actually like all the candidates. I don't say this for any race. I haven't liked all the candidates in the past, but I think all three candidates this year are really good. I'd be happy with any of them. But I do have to come out and endorse my good friend, Tasha Fox.
Okay, an endorsement.
Yes. Because A, you know, she's good people. She's going to be into it. And B, we're both really close geographically. So if we are Mr. and Miss Survivor, we could easily collaborate on things.
Okay, so we could really reinforce the Rob Has a Podcast brand in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Great time.
Interesting. And also, so are we considering this a ticket? Is it just a friendly endorsement?
No, you have to.
I don't
want to
use the A word.
I'm not gonna speak for Tasha about whether it's a ticket, but I think it's I feel good about our connection, and I hope that she would also support me.
Okay. Spencer, we have some questions that I want to get to from the listeners. I have top five baby questions that we're going to talk about. But first, I would love to know from you if you have a talent that you would like to demonstrate here for us today in the Mr. Survivor finalist interview.
Yeah, I do have a talent. So for this talent, I'm going to start in a second, but I think it would be best for the audience if you maybe start closing your eyes. And just listen. And then you can go back later if you want. But I think you'll get the full experience if you start with your eyes closed.
Right, do I have ready? To close my eyes?
If you want, whatever you want.
So I will close my eyes, but I need to keep them open to work the podcast. So, all right.
Yeah, maybe keep your eyes open.
One eye closed.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Rob, this is going to be the greatest talent of all time. But I hate that it's got to start with a dumbass like Rupert.
Okay.
Roar! Sometimes it can be difficult to preload tweets. There are a lot of tweeters out there, but some are what I would consider despicable human beings.
Wow. But
in my world, I've always tried to show that good will win. If you don't campaign, you aren't going to win.
Hey, Rupert, why don't you put a tie-dye sock in it? It pisses me off that if you adjust for inflation, you've won more money from Survivor than me. Even if you went for governor of Indiana and blew it all.
Now I'm blowing it all! Boston Rob is here, literally carrying his family on his back. Rob, can we move this conversation to tribal council?
Wow. Okay, there you go.
Still going.
Oh. Rob, can we move this conversation to tribal council?
Me, Rob, or Boston Rob?
Boston Rob. I wasn't talking to the Rob that sucks. He's okay. He's big and beautiful, but you know what? I was talking to Boston Rob.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, why ain't you talking to me? I'm Russell Haintz.
Russell, I'll be honest. I lost my attraction for you when you cried at the hands of Ralph. Now, Boston Rob, I wanted to ask you who you are endorsing for Mr. Survivor.
Yeah. That kid who always talks about Tidy Whitey seems better than the others.
Is that who the hell voted for Spencer?
Here, here. You gotta hustle if you wanna make a dollar.
Who voted for Spencer? What was that tonight? What the f was that? You're starting this now. Damn it.
Whoa, dude. Calm down. I've seen Tony snort a pizza on reward, but you've got to take a chill pill. That's the shit. It's all about the chill, man. When I need to relax, I just take a load off and do it in an elevator or with a vibrator.
Wow.
Or in a bar or in a car, man. Seriously, don't worry about that putz, Jeff Probst. Dude's boring. He's just fueled by greed. He has the worst water shoes. You can't worry about tidy whitey folks like that. Just smile. Why are you smiling? Why are you happy? Rob,
yes.
Why are you laughing? Why are you happy?
Man, these guys are going to kill me back home. I never wanted to do this competition. I never liked you anyway, Rob. Look, Rockin' Rob, I was just sitting there in my spy shack, but now I'm coming to your defense. You see, with Jeremy, he hate us because he ain't us. But you and me, Rockin' Rob, we got to stick together. I swear it on my llama farm. I see how they done you in All Stars. You know, not everyone can get the Kim Sprodling edit. How dare you? My edit was just as good as Kim's, Tony. But in all seriousness, let's not bury the lead. Really appreciate those kind words because I still have an interview to run. Now, Spencer, we've established you're clean, rubbed, and fed. And do you have any campaign promises you haven't already mentioned? Well, Rob, since you have that nice segue out of my talent, I can say that I promise that if someone were to write the script of the Vlacho sitcom, I will read it and I will voice all of the parts.
Wow. All right. That's it. All right. There you go. Wow. What an extensive run. That was like Robin Williams.
Yeah, I had to pull some out of... I don't know if I have the strongest Lisi impression, but
yes,
I did my best.
All right. Well, that was very, very fun. We got to jump into these questions. Okay, we ate up a lot of time there, so we got to get into the questions now. All right, you ready?
Sure. I am ready.
All right, here we go. Let's go ahead and start off. Jif Probst wants to know. What is your response to Malcolm's claim that you are the establishment pick for Mr. Survivor?
I think that is a pretty preposterous claim. You know, he's trying to say that I'm the establishment or that I have, you know, some kind of favoritism going with me. I didn't win Survivor. Last time I checked, Malcolm was number one on the steamiest Mr. Survivors list.
Mm-hmm.
I was not on that list. I think I'm an underdog, and I think Malcolm is not. And with regard to Malcolm's wild allegations and slandering of me on his podcast, I can't say everything now, but I will say that my campaign is going to respond with strength.
Oh, wow. Respond yeah. with strength. What does that mean?
A response is on its way. You keep a close eye on my YouTube channel.
Okay. All right. Do you want to give us that link for those people who have not seen it yet?
Of course, but it's not out yet.
Have not seen your first video.
Oh, yeah. Where should I give the link? Just
say it. Why should you just say it?
the link.
What's the name of your YouTube channel?
Oh, well, my name is Spencer Bledsoe.
Yes.
And the video is called Mr. Survivor Spotlight, Spencer Bledsoe. and it's just for those who are uninitiated, which I'm guessing everyone who's listening to this is initiated. It is a parody on a video Vetus released a few months ago.
Yes. Okay. And that Vetus video is available on Vimeo if you want to check that out. Search for Vetus on Vimeo. All right.
Or on YouTube. It's linked in my video as well.
Okay, good. Very good. Here is a question from Megan Z. Megan Z, great listener of Robin's podcast. She has a question. Sometimes the tough questions need to get asked. Can you please point to three things you did during your reign as RHAP fan favorite that show you are deserving of another coveted RHAP title?
Sure. Okay. So I think the creative collaboration that I've come up with as far as parodies and videos has been strong. And everyone who hasn't checked out that video should. I think I've been very active in podcasting, just straightforwardly talking about the show. And I think I've also had a huge value add in the form of Rupert tweets, where during the finale, I preloaded tweets to mimic Rupert. And I'm contemplating doing that more for times when I am not able to live tweet myself.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. All right. Here is a question from Matt Forsyth, who has a question about the Super Bowl.
No.
Says, Spencer, on Twitter, you recently made one of the worst bets in the history of gambling. How do we know you will not make similarly questionable decisions as Mr. Survivor?
I've learned my lesson. look, I went to a sleepover. Some things happened. I really don't like the Patriots.
But can you say, give us the backstory for the uninitiated?
Yes. A tweet from my account on the day of the Super Bowl read, if you retweet this and the Patriots win, I will give you $10.
At what point in the game was this?
Oh, this was before the game.
Oh, before the game. It wasn't even like Seahawks.
No,
Seahawks.
This was a negative $2,500 expected value proposition.
All right. So this was not at like when the Seahawks are up by like 10 points in the third quarter. That's what I thought happened.
Yeah. No. That would have been still dumb, but not quite as dumb as what did happen. But yeah, you can imagine my heartbreak. But I think the important thing to remember from this and what can reassure you that I will be a reliable Mr. Survivor is that I followed through and that I am messaging every single person who contacts me about receiving their money and working something out. I'm currently donating a few $100s to various different charities. And there are a few sticklers who actually want their $10. But I'm dealing with it. I'm sorting it out and I will keep my promises.
Wow.
When I make a promise, I will keep it. Unlike the current Mr. Survivor.
Okay. Throwing shade at the Patriots and Mr. Survivor. All right. All right. So here's a question. This is a tough question, Spencer. All right.
All right.
All right. Paul Borges says, at the end of Survivor Kagyan, you really criticized Wu for taking Tony to the end. You compared him to a dog. You said he was like your master. When he said sit, you sat. Could the same be said about you when it comes to Mr. Survivor? Tony?
No, I was terrified of John Mish.
Yeah.
I was.
Let me finish the question. Tony was oblivious to the fact Mr. Survivor was going on around him, but when the fans voted him in, he politely declined and bowed out of the race. You came running, begging, and pleaded with him to compete. You stayed loyal to your master when you could have competed against the likes of John Mish or Reed. Is there anything that you can say that makes me think that this analogy doesn't make sense?
Whoa, Rob, when you put it that way, I have to consider it.
Do you pull a Woo?
In a sense, but I think it's different because I think, you know, Tony was likely beating Wu. But I feel very good about my qualifications for Mr. Survivor. And I believe that with something like this, you know, the title of Soul Survivor, you get the money, you leave. Mr. Survivor is a bigger obligation. You're elected Mr. Survivor, and then you have to follow through on the voters' trust. And in a competition like that, I only want to be elected if I'm truly wanted. And so I want to beat the best, and I want to have an entertaining debate and go up against Team TV.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is, I applaud this decision.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's, well, it's Tony just, I mean, honestly, like I could take full credit, but he just needed to be pushed in the right direction and called on the right day. He's a pendulum that goes back and forth. And if you happen to call him when he's in the mood to say yes, boom, Tony's in the running.
But wouldn't it be sweet revenge for you to beat Tony?
That's another factor that I hadn't considered. You know, I'm not a vengeful guy, Rob. I'm not recording podcasts about the 48 laws of power. But
49.
49. I'm sorry. Tony won the lesser title of Soul Survivor, and it would be nice to really, you know, stick it to him and take this one.
All right. Last question. Jeremiah Yap wants to know, how do you respond to your critics that say you have zero chance of winning this competition?
Spencer has zero chance of winning this game.
Well, I am young and arrogant, and I have no idea how I'm perceived. So maybe I do, but I know this. I will follow through on my promises as Mr. Survivor. And if the Rob has a podcast and Rob has a planet community is what I think it is, then I am the best candidate for this role.
All right, Spencer. Well done here today. We're very much looking forward to hearing from you in the debates next week. Are you excited?
I'm excited. I need this. I'm ready to debate and very much looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Spencer, fantastic job. Check out Spencer's video. I think it was very well done. Do you want to leave the voters with anything?
You know, I'll just leave the voters with the campaign has started. It's heating up, but still a campaign is coming your way. Look out for my response about the current Mr. Survivor and how I will take Rob as a Planet in a different direction.
Okay. All right, Spencer. Thank you so much. We have got our next video coming up on Mr. Survivor. We're going to have with Jeremy on Friday. I'll also speak with Kelly Wentworth and Tasha also on Friday. And it looks like we'll speak with Natalie on Saturday afternoon. So still a bunch more to come here for Mr. and Miss Survivor 2015 coming up. Spencer, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Spencer telling you why he thinks he should be Mr. Survivor 2015. And we are really still just getting started here. That's going to be my last interview for Thursday. I have three more of these that I'm doing on Friday. I will speak with Kelly Wentworth, I will speak with Tasha Fox, and I will speak with Jeremy Collins all on Friday and have each of those up a couple hours after I record them. And then on Saturday, I'm going to get with Natalie. So we'll have all six of our finalists interviews scheduled, and then we'll work on letting you guys know when the debates are going to be. So a lot to do here on Miss and Mr. Survivor. Really would appreciate any help you could give us with getting nominated for Podcast Awards. Friday's the last day to do it. Podcastawards.com. Best Entertainment Podcast of the Year. People's Choice Podcast of the Year as well. And really looking forward to seeing what you guys have to say in the comments. I was loving what you guys were writing about the Tony interview. Looking forward to seeing what you guys have to say about Spencer. It's a lot of fun to do Mr. Survivor. Thanks for being involved with it, and I'll talk to you again soon.